that's not usually here, right?
Well, I mean, no, that we need to introduce. I mean, yeah, I guess we'll excuse him until he gets here. No, I'm not taking attendance yet. Kyle. Kyle, yeah, we already discussed this, but you missed it. I don't know where Kyle is either, but we could text Ted and ask him because I now have his number. Is he?
He said he couldn't be here Saturday.
Yeah, but I thought he would be here today, but I'm not sure. Because last time he didn't have keys or something, and that was the problem. I don't have his number. I think I was supposed to put it in last time, and I forgot. So let's just go down the list here. Motion to approve the minutes from September 27th, 2022. Thank you, Jeff.
Second.
Thank you. Third, fourth, and fifth. Okay. Minutes approved. And okay, we'll just move right along. Public Works.
Us.
Yep.
So we had just a brief discussion last time on site, and we just want to touch on this real quick. Basically, to show you what we have been doing with signage and park signage. Working, how many did you just order from the Rocks?
I haven't ordered them quite yet.
Got you. But this is kind of the go-to with the Rocks.
Sorry, we went to the wrong place.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
And hello. I forgot your name already. I know you're coming.
Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going,
Sam?
Good.
You got some room right here?
Hey, Dan.
So anyway, hey, how
are
you doing?
Good, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Sorry.
Okay.
Interrupt your meeting.
Well, you missed the welcome, but we'll welcome you in a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
So I did plan on spending a lot of time on this, but just kind of showing what we've been working towards. All the parts of the Rocks. This is the type of signage we've been building. So the icons, we've custom built the icons, custom done the signs. The only part that's really
good. Put on anything.
Yeah. Trying to keep them standard. So like this is how they are up at Wild Rose. And just kind of get it move forward with that, getting the rest of those done. So. Also, just want to bring up, this will go to council. They're looking at, we talked about, was it last meeting or was it 2 meetings ago? Elisa came in and was just talking about the trails in these two parks. So this is kind of just where she would like to see it. We've got some bids and stuff on that. So they're going to be presenting those probably to the council, I think, next week. So that's all we have this week.
We're missing our TED Talk.
Yeah, no TED Talk this week.
Bummer. You have
I do. Let's see. Moving forward on signage, and I'd like to do that too. I made myself my own committee of me and Jeff for signage, so and see how it fits into that. I'm just curious, this beautiful logo, I love it. Signage got me into a lot of different areas, so my little trail of signage got me into city signage and trail signage and Veterans Memorial signage and the Mile High signage and all of those things. So when you say moving forward with signage, those signs, I concur, those are all consistent and we should keep all of those. When we're talking about signage, adding signage, I guess we're talking about the Bonneville Shoreline Trail signage and making an effort to be consistent across the BST. And I don't know if this is the time to chime in on that or not. I sent the documentation for signage to a couple of us on the committee, but I thought we're on the signage committee. But who do we talk to about incorporating this look on the BST?
Is this the signage that they're using in the neighboring communities?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Connecting the,
I'd say something that was actually established a long time ago and they really pushed for it. In fact, they get really upset if you don't use their signing.
They must not use it.
I'm just letting you know that it's been around for a long time. When the Bonneville Shoreline Trail was developed in Salt Lake County, and And now, of course, we've got our own one on the short line trail, but it was, they had some pretty, in fact, we wanted to put the signs down there because we had it going on, coming out of Tunnel Springs Park there. And they said, oh no, you can't use our signs there because that's not the real Bonneville Shoreline. You could put Bonneville Shoreline Trail connector, as long as we put connector on the sign, then we were okay. But since it wasn't up in the mountains or, you know, wasn't on our, next to a road and stuff, they didn't want us calling that the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. So we did, I think we called it the connector trail. But now that we have a real Bonneville Shoreline Trail, we probably need to use our signs.
Okay, because I know that along with the signs that you just showed, I think we're updating the metallic or the adhesive pole signage along the way. So I'm just not sure.
You're talking about the trails.
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask. Are we in charge of the signage for the trails?
I've never done anything with that, have you?
Because, yeah, I hike up there almost every week too, and you can't even see, the letters are all off and you can't tell now, like, is that the bike only or is that the,
so. We talked about this last month, and I don't know, we're going to have a task force to go up there and say this goes here, or I think you were talking
about. Are you talking about the marker signs?
Marker
signs. The signs, okay.
Throughout the Wild Rose.
So that was, I can't remember her name.
Allie?
The lady that came.
Kathy Riviero.
Kathy was going to work with
Kyle.
Yeah. And okay. I was going to join as well.
Yeah,
I
think it was, and they were going to, yeah. Because he was the biking end, she's been avid walker and jogger, and so they were going to talk about what signs made sense where, and then that's when we were talking about maybe after that's done we can take Josh up with the GPS and mark where the signs, and so we always have it. Exactly, and then we'll order signage after that's decided and what goes where.
And then that's where that one can come in, because then up there on those, the routes that you can get to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, then we can incorporate that with the rest of the signage.
Okay, thank you.
For the Bonneville Shoreline connector signs, do you have to use the same font, or do you have to use a different font?
No, I think we just put connector on there someplace, or you could probably, the signs that we put on our trails to point to and stuff, you could just, you know, say
connector. Sharpie it on.
Or something.
Sharpie it on.
Okay, so we backed up the slide, so time frame on those signs and this, are they wanting to be the same, or do we have a little time? Oh yeah, we should back a few.
So these were just doing, we're doing these, we just order them in-house, design them in-house, so we haven't really put a time frame on it, it's just kind of on our bucket list of things to do.
Okay, so in a tier we've got safety signage, and we've got directional signage, and we've got VST signage, does that sound like what we're talking about?
Well, and park identification signage.
Oh, and park identification.
Is the, like the boulders.
Okay.
Signage.
And I guess the other one would be the intersection markers, like you're talking about, the ones that are there now, that are the face of them all wore off over the years.
Markers,
it's been a few years.
All right, thank you. We'll take a little bit more time to them. And there's one more.
Which is good.
And does it need to be approved or anything, or can it just replace the ones that are there?
Well, again, I think it's just a matter of probably mostly replacing the ones that are there, but I don't know if there's enough there to know for sure, but I think most of everybody know. I would assume that a lot of people know what's what. We did have somebody add us no horse sign to them, which I don't think that was ever officially approved, but we assumed that we really didn't want horses up there.
Well, maybe that's an interesting point. If like,
no banner, just put that up.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to say that, but Mel Banner decided.
He moved away a long
strike
time
that
ago,
from the
so
minutes.
We'll not be searching his name. What did you say?
He moved away a long
time ago. Oh, yeah. I did talk to him not too long. Mel Banner was on the Parks and Trails Committee.
Nice, whole name.
And he really helped a lot. He had his wife was an invalid, and so he'd go up there hiking every day, and he came up with a lot of different ideas. And there's some user trails up there that I'm pretty sure they were Mel Banner's user trails. Mm-hmm. That wasn't official or approved, and most of them were okay. There was a couple that kind of made us think twice because we thought they were going to get washed out and cause some problems. But But he did put up some no horse signs too, but I don't think we ever discussed that in Parks and Trails or anything, but the assumption is we probably really don't want horses up there. And there's, with the canopy the way it is in a lot of places, I don't think anybody really want to ride their horses up there. Except maybe this time of year where the hunters might figure a way to ride a horse up there, just, I don't know. Anyway, he threw up some no horses signs, so we probably ought to have an official, somebody ought to make that decision that that's what we want. But like I say, it seems pretty obvious to most of us, I would think. Unless when somebody in here is a horse rider and thinks that that's really dumb. But
well, I think that's extremely dangerous to have a horse up there. If you've got a bike coming down and a horse coming up, that's horse.
I know.
I got to say, I ride all the time, and it's just not true.
It's
not true at all. We ride with horses all the time on the Mueller Park Trail. And I ride with bike horses all the time up in Idaho.
But like they don't spook on bikes coming down?
No, it's just not a big deal.
The bikes and pedestrians are more dangerous probably than the horses.
People who take their horses up there know what they're getting into. That's the difference. If you took any horse up there, it wouldn't be true. But everyone that takes their horses up there know that they're meeting bikes. Just like they know they're meeting motorcycles, most people do on Mueller Park or Camp.
They think the Mueller Park Trail is not a motorcycle trail. And I stopped riding it because you get too many people scowling at me and yelling at me. But it was built by motorcycle riders, or maintained. It was built by the Forest Service.
That's right. Stan, there's one more sign I wanted to talk about, and that's just your Mile High sign.
Yes.
And that could be its own thing. I talked with Allie Avery about signage, and she said that plus the, you know, we want it to coincide or coordinate, but that and the Veterans Memorial signage can be outside the city. It could be just outside the city signage, and so we need to figure out how to do that.
Well, for years I've wanted, we've got right there where the trail, at least I haven't had, Paul was going to get up there, but I don't think he ever did, and maybe have to get Karen up there, but there's a spot right there where the trails kind of merge. That's where my GPS said it was the 5280 mark. And I thought it'd be, over these years, I thought it'd be fun. I was going to try to get a scout to do it because they're Eagle Project. But you know, I don't know if that's happening much anymore. So I thought I think it'd be fun to have a fun sign there that people could see that this is 1 mile and that we're as good as Denver and something that they might want to go take their picture next to.
I think a fun sign sounds.
So I'd call it a fun sign. It's not necessarily needed for anything except that to let people know that's, you know, same elevation as the steps on the Denver Capitol, where they have a big sign that says, you know, Mile High.
Camille?
So, yes.
One of my new duties in my job is branding and signage and all of that. So I, you know, as he asked about fonts and things, I guess you probably should add me to your committee or what.
Great, Linda. All right, that's all the time I have for that. Just wanted to make sure I'm timed with yours, because I don't know you're anxious to get your signs done, but I didn't want this to get left behind.
You guys are probably waiting for spring, right? At this point?
Well, yeah, I think it's for us, it's an inventory situation. We got to figure out what we actually want.
I know.
Yeah, and they don't see him.
One of the things we're dealing with right now is that when they come down, remember that sign that says bikers go that way so they're not riding through the park? We just had to add a bunch of fencing because they just keep going around it. And I don't know. So maybe we'll just put like a big 4x8 sign that says
stop.
I don't know.
David, are you being on the subcommittee?
For what?
Signage.
Yeah, I'm happy up with whatever.
Okay, thanks.
How much of that signage up there was like Eagle Scout projects? I seem to remember.
It's definitely not professional. I mean, I'm sure it worked for the first year, but I keep thinking we need like Forest Service signs for the trail. You know, they've got to be etched in there so that it stays, you know, for a longer period of time.
Okay.
Just a little postscript. We talked about no horses. Is it possible to add the no horse to that? The signs you had up earlier, we had to.
They're on it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I actually think that's the reason we actually did.
If we determine that that's legit, it sounds like it was rogue.
Well, yeah, I'd say to make, maybe solidify that, have the city council just vote on it.
I can't remember who told us, but we were told.
Oh, yeah, we were told to put no horse signs up there.
Right, but if you look in our code or any place, I can tell you that it's not there anywhere. It's, I mean, I don't know who, if somebody really had a horse and they wanted to ride it up there and they wanted to come back and challenge the city, I don't know where you'd find it. You know, so I'm just saying, maybe we ought to solidify that and put it someplace so that, you know, we're just not throwing signs
out. I know when it was asked if they could go use the gravel parking lot at Tunnel Springs, that's kind of how, where it started, because Salt Lake County said no to it because it's a watershed, and they did not want any horses going through there, and it got, I remember that. And then I know it kind of spilled out into Wild Rose. I remember the same thing.
Yeah, it was just one of those things that's just never been.
Is Wild Rose a watershed?
No.
And then I don't know. I think they're allowed on the Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, how do you stop it? I mean, it's a watershed. You're not going to be able to control deer and wildlife. And then, yeah, I just remember that was one of the conversations that was.
Well, we're talking about a state law issue then. I mean, if it's something that's a watershed, it's probably a Utah state law. Like you're talking about, there's not a North Salt Lake regulation about it, but there could be a state.
No, there's. It's Salt Lake City has a watershed committee.
They don't like the. I talked with them. They don't like the weeds that come, and since they can't certify the feed, that all the things go on, so they're worried about invasive weeds. For the same reason they don't allow them in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon. So they believe that the hay will come with. Seeds that, and that's the official reason why they don't.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
and that probably makes sense. When you think about it. I don't want a bunch of bad weeds up there. I've got a few.
It's all related to weeds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I never thought about that. Horses bringing that in, but
that's how they do it.
Leaving stuff behind.
Okay, so we're just gonna let that go. Or should I move to have Stan figure this out?
Well, I don't know. I'd say put it on your agenda and everybody vote on it. We probably can't do it tonight, but put it on your next agenda and then vote on it and pass it to the city council and we'll go ahead and probably vote on it. Just say, but maybe I ought to have just a policy of what, maybe it ought to be more in a policy statement of where horses are allowed or what trails are, you know, come up with something a little bit more formal.
So add that to your committee. Find out where the horses are allowed up there.
Well, again, I don't know if they're really allowed up there at all. We had a debate over this when we did Tunnel Springs Park. Architects and the mayor and whoever the horse people were, they had that whole parking lot made as a horse park, a trailer park. And when they brought it to the city council, I remember definitely saying, well, we don't want horses up there and they're not allowed, but somehow it went ahead and got built anyway, so.
Okay, well, we'll. Anything else for you, David?
Nope.
Okay. I text, and Ted has a work thing tonight, so that's where he's at.
No TED Talk.
No TED Talk. So, is this where you're doing the Bonneville Shoreline? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I wanted to introduce to Dan Cottom.
Okay.
Dan and I were kind of put on a subcommittee back probably before COVID. Sometime we were put on a subcommittee to watch the Bonneville Shoreline. And of course, the county was doing most of that, so there wasn't really a lot we could do. But kind of like a church calling, I guess. Dan was never released. He's still been pursuing it on there. But Dan was on our Parks and Trails committee when we did a lot of the work up there. In fact, Dan, I give him almost full credit for the flow trails, because I didn't even know what a flow trail was, and Dan came up with the idea we have to put flow trails up there, and I think people love them that know how to ride them.
If they can find them.
Well, I think they.
All the mountain biking teams know exactly where.
Yeah, that's what it is. The people that really want to ride them know where they're at.
I say that because on Facebook there were a bunch of complaints this last couple of weeks about how. Got pedestrians on the bike trails and the bikes on the pedestrian trails.
Yeah, we had signage up there, and I haven't seen what it looks like recently, but Troy Duffin, our trail builder, I don't know if any of you know this, but he's also an attorney. So he really loves building trails over being an attorney, but when winter comes, he can't build trails, so he does attorney work. And so he's the one that actually came up with some of the language on the signs up there that says, you know how they say dangerous, you know, downhill bikers only, make sure you know what you're doing type of thing. So anyway, float trails are fun for those people that can ride it. I go take a mountain bike on the float trails, and we're not allowed to take motors up anymore.
So someone tell me what a float trail is.
Okay. Dan, why don't you tell her what a float trail is?
A float trail is a trail where it's like a roller coaster for mountain bikes, and so they build them with lots of berms and jumps on them. And what they do when you look at developed trail areas, what they try to do is they try to build a flow trail to direct the mountain bikers on the downhill portion, so you don't have a mountain biker going 25 miles an hour next to a walker going two, right? And so when choice between going slow and dodging pedestrians and going 25 and feeling like on your roller coaster, the bikes naturally go where the roller coaster is. And so it's a way of, it's super fun, and it's a way of making the experience for both groups better.
Thank you.
And I've seen people come down there at 25, they go right down the flow trails we have next to Wild Rose. Of course, Wild Rose kind of winds up, but the flow trail goes right down the bottom of the canyon. And there's signs that say these are for bikes only. And they go down there, and there are jumps, and they come down there pretty fast sometimes. And some of the flow trails are very steep. In other words, you wouldn't want to try walking down them because they're so steep. And we had a lot of discussions about this when we built them. We were concerned about people getting hurt, and people do get hurt on the flow trails, but we haven't had anybody try to come blame the city for putting in a flow trail. As far as I know.
And you guys use them all.
Do you ride flow trails?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I ride with the Woods Cross team, so we okay. use all the trails out there all the time.
That's good. But Dan was the flow trail man, so.
Dan the flow trail man.
And so we moving on to talking about the Bonneville Shoreline Trail and what we're going to do. And
so is there new things that we needed to do on that?
Well, I don't know how much you've been brought up to date. Did Allie bring you up to date on the connection from
no.
Wild Rose to...
I know that there's a connection trail from North Salt Lake to Bountiful, right? Is that what you're talking about?
No, we're talking about... Does everybody know what the Bonneville Shoreline Trail is, I guess, first off? And anybody that's been up there to see it?
We rode it.
Yeah, we did a exposition ride or whatever.
A salon or I can't remember what they call this.
Yeah. With a bunch of the city
right.
and county
yeah.
trails.
So that was the yeah. section between North Canyon and Mueller Park Canyon.
Right. Oh, right.
Okay, but there's a section in North Salt Lake, and mm-hmm. And you can get to it by going up the old, what we used to call the Pipeline Road. And now it's not a road anymore, it's a really nasty trail it's only about 100 yards, I guess. But it's
you
really
up by the towers?
No, it's at the top.
You go up Wild Rose Overlook on the west side overlook, and then there's kind of this double track, Babyhead Rock, loose,
yeah,
steep section that you just hike a bike, walk up that, and then a little past that, it connects with the BST.
I've done two other routes up to the BST, and they are heck of a climb.
Yeah, this was an old road that we used to use when you had to go up that thing and you were too scared to go straight up the road. Because there was a road that used to go straight up. I don't know if it's still used. Allie and I were talking about it a little bit because in theory, there's an easement there. So the pipe people that have to maintain that pipeline should be able to get a vehicle up there. Now I don't know if they can anymore. We don't want them driving on our trail or on our side of our mountain like they used to. But the, do you have the screens up? Does somebody have access to the screen? We can bring up Google Earth. It's a lot easier to explain it. Yeah, Google Earth. This is the one that we have to do that. There we go.
Do this one or no?
That's fine. That's Google Earth.
Yeah. I mean, we have better imagery.
Better than Google Earth? Okay, well, Google Earth is fine for me. Years ago when I was trying to get all this done, I used Google Earth with Mayor Becker in Salt Lake and all his staff, and they were so impressed. And it was really slow then because it was a slow computer. But we can show you kind of where these are so you kind of get familiar. So if you go to the bench that's up there at the top of Wild Rose Trail.
Probably the last person that should be driving.
Do you want me to drive it?
Oh, the sitting bench?
Yeah, I can probably come up right
there. I think the bench on the other side.
Yeah.
But on the west.
Like a sitting bench or a mountain bench?
There's a sitting bench.
Yeah. There's a bench.
You just passed up that bench. It's right there.
Over here.
Oh, that goes way back.
That's not it.
You want to drive it?
How old is
the mountains?
No, what date is this?
Okay.
This one doesn't go back.
Yeah, it does. We've got history on here.
Is this current?
This should be current. That's just fine. Where we're at.
History is how I discovered that. Dig.
Here's the canyon coming up. Here's the last loop to the Wild Rose Trail. Yeah.
And I look back in history, there was this.
Right here, there's a bench.
Is that the bench there?
Yeah, so this is Wild Rose Overlook. The Wild Rose Park right there, if you come down. You go up to the bench that most people go up.
There's the bench right there.
Yeah. You can see it.
They go right through.
Oh, man, look at that.
Yeah, that's the trail.
That's
my bike. Just kidding.
There's the trail.
There's Kyle.
I'm just looking for the bench.
Right there.
Kyle, how'd you know?
There's the trail.
It's snowy.
Yeah, the snowy, that track, white strip going up is the current access on the Wild Rose side.
Dude, this must be today's pictures.
I went up to the towers where the cell towers are and go, and that's a half mile that's straight up.
I was on another user trail one day, and it was really steep. I was like, almost canceled. He probably just posted a picture there.
This is a lot shorter than probably you went, but it's still not.
Yeah. So this is the old pipeline road here, and that's what people use. And then just over the ridge here is where you connect up to the bottom of Shoreline Trail. And the trails they want to put in would start back here a little ways on the ridge. See if I can back up here. I don't know if I can, maybe.
That exit street view.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to turn it here and see if we can get a... All right, let's just exit and go back down. So, you can see there used to be a road from up here. I think this road's pretty well obliterated now. I'm not sure why it's still showing up on here. But this was the pipeline road. And we still have some questions about easement, because the official easement, I think, is up this road here. But it's really steep, and sometimes it gets wet and really hard to drive on.
Stan, that's where they brought all the tractors to build the Bonneville Shoreline Trail up.
Oh, did they bring them up here?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, the trail that Allie has, they've gone out there. We've had Troy Duffin, the guy that built the Wild Rose Trail and building the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. They've gone up and mapped it out, and it basically comes along here. It starts back here a little ways. Comes along here and just keeps a nice grade, and then it makes one switchback.
This must be the bottom of Shoreline Trail here.
So that, right where the hand is where it starts.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't go any farther south than this?
No.
Okay. I've never ridden, gone south, I've done it this section a little bit. So we gotta get this piece right here replaced, cause it's way too steep and ugly. But they've got a plan to bring it up here, make one switch back here someplace and bring it up a nice grade. But we've gotta get that approved with, the Forest Service. And Ellie's been working on it, sounds like she has a connection. I don't know, Dan, if you've been, you talked to Ellie today.
I talked to Ellie today, I mean, it's all one of those things is that, I don't know how hard it's gonna be because it's like, you have to get it through the Forest Service and everything. And it was supposed to be included and it never was.
Right.
There's lots of things that were supposed to be included in the NEPA study that weren't.
Yeah, the county kinda messed up, but we're so close there and there's already a user trail there. We're hoping that somebody will see the logic in just letting us build the right trail there. Okay, this must be the Bonneville Shoreline Trail coming this way then. So this has all been built. How far does it go? Well, can't see it here. Maybe this was before they, you've got better, you've been up there on the trail.
Yeah.
How far does it go all the way over now?
Oh yeah, you can ride all the way from Wild Rose up to Mueller.
Okay, all right, so.
And it's a nice,
right,
nice ride, nice grade, really accessible once you're on it. Getting to it is keeping a lot of people off. No, on the west, on the. There aren't switchbacks on the Wild Rose side. The side that we rode, if you go from Mueller, the first mile is the hardest part, and then it's fine. But they are building a connection at the end of that road of right. Mueller Canyon. That'll be a lot easier access from the Mueller side, but we need help on our side.
Right. So Troy Duffin, when he builds trails, he likes to keep them under 10% grade, and you know, averaging more like 8%. That's what the Wild Rose Trail is for the most part looks.
How does he build a trail?
He has a half picture someplace, but I don't have
his working. Big shovel.
No, he has a little. He has a little backhoe. I mean, a little caterpillar tractor, I guess, that has a shovel on the front, a backhoe on the back. It has a jackhammer hooked on it. And I don't know what he has now. He might have upgraded. This is quite a few years ago, but he would hire the people that groom all this. Ski slopes, he'd hire them in the summertime. And they'd come down and go through and cut the trees. And normally just cut the trees, they just throw them off the side. Okay, they don't worry about hauling them down the mountain or anything. And he usually marks and he tries to make the trail so they don't cut down as many trees too. He's quite the artist at doing the trail. Not an engineer, he goes up there and he has a little thing he holds and he keeps his grades and makes sure that the grades constantly changing so the water doesn't keep running down a large slope and washing out a section. So he does a really good job, but this section here needs to be completed into Salt Lake City. Talking to Allie, there's been quite a few talks, but it just hasn't moved very far. I don't know, Dan, have you talked to anybody at all?
Okay.
So this is all Salt Lake County, Salt Lake City, for the most part, or Forest Service land. And we, years past, we went ahead and mapped out a route and everything, but I don't know where that stands right now. So
Allie said Salt Lake City was going to take care of the connection to Tunnel Springs Park, and from there on, so.
Okay. So it'd be nice to get this going farther in, but you can see it'd be easy to bring a connection down to Tunnel Springs from up here, so you can get a good slope, but right now the roads and stuff are much steeper than what you'd really, a normal person wants to ride up.
So on my trail app, I can do a little overlay. I doubt the detail of it,
right.
But of like what is trail, I mean, what is Forest Service and what is not.
Yeah.
And my map indicates that, you come back over to here, that this whole section from the bench all the way up here wouldn't be trail. It's like this, like the Forest Service cuts right there, like a little corner.
Okay.
Do we know where we could get a more granular, accurate map?
We
Well, you can show her borders, and I know because when we did this before.
Yeah.
The county line actually kind of goes right on a diagonal up here.
That's why the trail stopped where it did.
Okay. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically, they went right to the right county line or the port, I forget what it was, but that's why it stopped there and didn't go any further.
Like, this is showing, like, it's all on Forest Service, like it was all approved, and then once it gets out of Forest Service is where it stops. Is that accurate?
Well, kind of. We didn't
those aren't very accurate.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
they're not very, because it's like the Forest Service actually has blocks in there, and Salt Lake County has blocks. And it all goes back to some land appropriation like 100 years ago. But the point is that it stopped where it stopped because we couldn't get approval to go any further. That's why the Wild Rose Trail stops right where the bike was.
Uh-huh.
It's not because we didn't want to build it further. It's right. Because we couldn't build it further because of permission.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, Salt Lake County line, right at the bottom here, we make a bend here. We're actually probably over the border just a little bit. Is it because the border actually goes on a pretty sharp angle like this to the mountains? It's not like this, which you'd think. It's actually comes all the way over here. So the very, very top band on here is actually about where the border line is. But we went ahead and we've got trails up here. We're okay, but that's the little section we need, Bill. I won't take any more time unless you want to bring up something, Dan.
About what?
Just the Bonneville Shoreline Trail and what we need to keep doing to keep it moving forward.
Well, the Bonneville Shoreline Trail has already been approved all the way to the radio towers. They're just building it in sections, and the Forest Service is telling Avid Trails, which is Troy Duffin, he sold out to Avid Trails, right. But they just decided to go from North Salt Lake that way. Once they finish going all the way that way, they're going to come back and go from North Salt Lake to the radio towers. But so
that's done.
Not to the radio towers.
The south radio towers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The Bountiful one where we co-locate.
Yeah. But don't think it's only North Salt Lake. Bountiful's also upset because they didn't build any connections there either. So they just built the highway without the on-ramps.
This is the radio tower that he's talking about. Probably right here.
That's the first one. No, that's actually the second one.
No, that's second one.
There you go. That's the second one.
This is the second one.
That's the second one. The third one's higher up.
Okay. So is it going to one of these two, or?
Well, it's going to go up, and it's going to. It's hard to say. You know, you look at the maps for it. I'm not quite sure. It's supposed to be going up, so it intersects, I think, the bottom of the first one.
There's one right here. This is the big one. This was the canyon. It's hard to. When we were mapping out before, we just didn't know how easy it was going to get across this canyon.
There's a trail through that canyon.
Yeah, that's called Lost Lad. Yeah, Lost Lad goes through that canyon.
Yeah, and there's a really steep trail here.
That's the best downhill trail in our area.
Oh, really?
So down, right down the bottom of the canyon?
Right down the bottom of the canyon.
But I'm guessing, I don't know if that was a rogue trail.
No, that was a rogue trail, but Salt Lake County has decided to incorporate it in the master plan because it's on Salt Lake County property.
Cool.
But in their master plan, it's already been included.
I have seen that.
Yeah. And I've read their master plan they did their master plan, and then after they approved it, then within a few months, they retracted the whole thing. And now they're redoing it all again. So I can't say, but that it was in the final master plan as, you know, totally, but it was started as a rogue trail.
Yeah.
So this is really steep right here. And I remember when I showed this to Mayor Becker and stuff, I said, we really need to get a better trail. He goes, well, I can ride that trail.
Does it look steep?
Oh, that part is, that is something to ride down. I wouldn't ride up that.
Well, I know. That's what I was trying to explain, but he says, oh, yeah, people ride that. I'm like, well, okay, you got to be in better shape than I am, because I used to always push it up this section here. And
I just ride around the road.
Well, even around the road is pretty steep.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, is this something that your team helps with when this gets,
do? Yeah, we've got required hours. We're happy. We don't do the planning but if they need shovels in the dirt, we can do that. We did that, helped out. not just our team, but several teams in the area.
Yeah, like the other Davis County teams.
Yeah, on the North Canyon has an uphill climb trail along the dirt road and then a downhill trail as well. And those were, the teams helped with those. So, yeah, obviously we're not heading it up, but we're happy to put boots on the ground.
And so, no, the problem that the whole reason I came was because not only did they not build the connections, we have lots of connections, and anyone's been out there that can tell you. And there's lots of mountain bike rides, and I just know I bike everywhere, and it's like we have some of the most amazing terrain in the entire Wasatch Front, and we have like the worst trails set up there. And it's not the city's fault, but people are going to get up there now. And so what Draper did is they adopted every trail that was on their property and then redid them all. And if you guys have ever, you've probably been out and ridden Draper.
Yeah.
I mean, I was riding Draper when I moved in 2007, and they're all user-defined trails, road trails. And then they adopted them all and then gradually ripped them all out, let the old bad ones revegetate, and put up good things in its past. And so the thing is that if we want the trail system to be really good, we're going to have to do a similar thing. That approving that one trail up there, if we're going to spend the entire NEPA budget on that one little thing, that seems crazy, because we have at least, I can count five ways to get from the Bonneville Shoreline Trail on user-defined trails, and none of them are approved, and none of them are according to grade, okay, just in general. And then you have the entire Woodbriar whole exit that has three trails on it, and three different ways to get to the top of the ridgeline. And only one I can say is according to grade, and that just by happen chance. And so the point here is that I was looking for a way to work with the Forest Service, but I can't work with the Forest Service. The city of North Salt Lake would have to find a way to work with the Forest Service. Like when we were I had worked on trying to get the Bonneville Shoreline Trail up for years and years and years and years, but it took working with the county to get them to adopt it. And then when they thought it was their idea, then they would bring it in. Because we had the whole thing mapped out and GPSed and everything. And then when it became their idea, then they pushed us out. And that's why we didn't get the connectors. Because these were all in, including downhill flow trails were all mapped into the, and then all of a sudden it disappeared.
And that's been my thing. And part of my interest in getting involved was I see this trail going in. One, we don't have good connectors. There's ways to get to it, but they're not to grade. They're rough to get to. And if you don't manage the travel, if you have one main vein, bidirectional, all kinds of users, you need a way to direct some of that flow off, especially the bikers who are wanting to go fast, understandably. And so if it's not planned, then you're going to get trails going in. And we're going to get, I found a trail the other day that I think is what brought in our neighbor last week. I was talking about finding riders on the hiking trails. There's a trail going in that kind of doesn't have any place to end, so it just kind of ends on a hiking trail. And that's not how we want this to go. And so if we don't plan it, it's going to get built. Or we're going to have to police it, and that's not fun either. But it's smarter trail building to not have just one big trail for everything, one freeway, and not have these off-ramps and on-ramps.
So that's the whole reason. It's because it's like if the city is going to decide to build that, and the city has to take the money to spend a NEPA study. The problem with the NEPA studies, I know this because we kind of went through it with the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. It's like there's a set amount of dollars you have to spend to build anything in Forest Service. And if you build it 20 feet or you build it 5 miles, it's about the same price. And so if we're going to do it, my whole point was to come before the committee and say, I'm willing to help, but we need to lay this out, what we want to do, and try to work with the Forest Service to get it done. Because it's like, yes, that connector has to go, but if we have to go over the Forest Service land to do it, we have to do the same stupid study.
Well, we're hoping, at least Allie thought maybe the gal that was working with us might let us just add it on to the NEPA study that was already done. Just kind of.
Well, we could copy the NEPA study and update it, right? Because it's a public record and a public document.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the idea. Everybody know what a NEPA study is?
All I know is when we did this ride with the county and city, they said it's the worst part of the whole process is dealing with Forest Service. So if there's anything we can do on land that is not Forest Service,
they recommended we do that.
Let's do that. While we're also working on the NEPA stuff, because
what does NEPA stand for? Remember, it's
I don't know.
Environmental Protection.
Yeah.
The EP on it. National Forest Service Environmental Protection Report or something. Anyway, that's what it is.
I just remember that Dave Roth, you know Dave? He was the one who got Becky Edwards like as her last act to get money for the county to from the state to do the NEPA study. And I think he got $300,000 for the NEPA study. And that's why I'm like, that's the price just to do the NEPA study. And for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. And then he had to argue with the county to spend the money because they didn't want to spend it because they didn't want to do it. And then, like I said, then after we showed up and bugged them enough, then they decided, okay, we'll do it.
It does, based on, I don't know if how you felt, but it seems like there's a lot more support in some of the neighboring cities. I had heard Centerville has been really digging their heels, but now they've got a couple city council members that are on board. The county seems to be more on board, and so.
When we were building all these, Bountiful really wasn't on board.
Yeah, Bountiful seems to be more on board. Bountiful
seems like they're quite on board now.
Yeah, their mayor was on the ride.
Well, their whole council and the mayor was on the ride, so it's pretty good. Okay, I think we've taken our time, sorry. Unless anybody has any questions.
I do have one question. So is that something that Ted takes to the city council then?
Well, not.
Or does it go to the planning commission?
I guess at this point, it probably could stay in here or we could have our subcommittee. I know that Allie says that she really thinks we need to build a trailhead here.
So it doesn't have to be approved?
That would have to be a budget item.
That would have to be a budget item. But you have three trails that come off right there.
Yeah.
And they all eventually end up on the ridgeline, like the very top of the ridgeline.
Yeah, the trails, but that's where she's saying that she's recommending that we have a trailhead there, and she thinks she can get some money, matching money anyway, through grants to build it. But again, that would require the Forest Service to let us have some of their land. But I think that's probably a good idea.
That's Woodbrack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the Woodbrier there, and so that's another thing that you know probably ought to put on this committee for this people to look at it and approve it.
Last thing I would bring up, and this is just an aside, is that the new development going up there, and I told Stan this, is that the new development's advertising is one of the amenities, a connection to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and I was like, well, that's great, but
we don't see it anymore.
Yeah, and so. I'm not saying that.
I mean, the developers are going to put it in.
Right, but the developers are going to put it in where? Because that's all on Forest Service land, and it's got to get from the private property up through the Forest Service land onto the. I'm just saying it out loud because, like, if you look at the map, you're like, I'm not quite sure how you're going to do that. And I really think it would be great for the people who move in there, but also for everyone else who wants to have another way up and down from there. But the truth is that. It's nowhere to be found.
I was going to check with Sherry or whatever and see if they've got it on their plans, but I forgot to do that. So.
But the trail from Woodbrier is also already looping right above the development. Believe it or not.
I don't think this photo would be up.
See,
right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
already comes up and goes above the development.
Yeah, right here you can see trails right there, the old roads that would be easily made into trails.
No, you can see people hiking up there all the time. They just go up there and they follow the cut for the pipeline, and then they take the trails up the ridge line. Just no, right there to the left. See the open area? Right there, straight ahead. Straight up the ridge line. No, up. The trails all go to the top. So what you have is you have three trails that come up and off here, but one goes all the way up here and keeps going. All the way up into here, another one goes way up into here, and another one goes way up into there.
Is that part of Mel Banner's project?
Mel Banner was acting on his own. I wasn't following him, so I can't say.
I'm not sure how.
I know at least one of them was.
Yeah, one coming off our Wild Rose, or not the Wild Rose Trail, but that.
No, because his eventually roots back on the Wild Rose, yeah. And it's already... I mean, that's already incorporated into all the mountain biking team routes and everything. And,
it's the Woodbriar Loop Trail?
Yeah, the Woodbriar Trail was a Mel Banner Trail. But you notice that it's Mel Banner Trail because only about 25% of it was done to grade. And then he said, I wanted it to be more challenging. And then it goes straight up the hill.
Yep. Yeah, hiking that up to Eagle Crest at the top.
Exactly.
That's no
fun.
We
suspect that you got some scouts or something in a tiller or something and went up there and just made some trails. Mm. And they were good trails. But they just weren't approved by the Forest Service, so they were just easy trails and they're off our land. And someone that went on private land. Okay. Anyway, I didn't get a chance to introduce Dan to you very much. Can I tell him a little bit about you, Dan?
Sure.
Okay, so we were kind of joking about Troy Duffin being attorney. Well, Dan here is a surgeon and has his own clinic in both in Salt Lake and in Nevada someplace.
I used to be, but now they all come to me in Salt Lake, which I'm very fortunate for. But now it's just in downtown Salt Lake.
All right. So anyway, he's an avid bike person and helped a lot with the Trails Committee. And I think that's amazing for somebody that's a surgeon, and he's very smart. Does a lot of things. Anyway.
Awesome. Kind of surgeon, are
you? All I do is weight loss surgery. Mm-hmm. I'm a one-trick pony.
One-trick pony.
That's all I do.
I got a knife. Let's do it.
I'm
done.
Yes. Yeah. It's true.
Yes.
So thanks for coming.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
And so, when do we see you again? It sounds like, is this its own committee upon this committee?
I don't know. It's just that it kind of fell out. I was going to all the meetings for the county, and then they decided to start holding all the active transportation committee meetings on my surgery day. And so it kind of ruined that.
And they kind of got away from mountain bike.
Yeah.
And mountains, it was more just active transportation, which is trails and in the city and stuff.
Yeah. And so the problem was is that it kind of just dissipated on the county level. And so I was going to come back here and see, because I'm not good at navigating the right way to do things with the city and the county and the Forest Service. But I was going to make another attempt to see if there's a way to communicate with the Forest Service to get them to allow us to adopt those trails somehow and make them appropriate for all the people of North Salt Lake, because they're are so used, and yet, I mean, I'm not saying we should, but they just, we don't spend any money on it. I'm not saying that they're bad or a good thing. I'm just saying that
they're not done quite right, and they're going to wash out.
And they're going to wash out, and they're going to be bad, and it's like, and I'm not blaming the mountain biking teams, okay, so don't, I'm not picking on you guys, but it's like, we have lots of mountain biking teams, and that is like the equivalent of the football field, right? And so, what's happened since I started doing this stuff in 2007, the amount of use that we're getting on the trails is like quadrupled by 20 times as much, right? And yet, we're not planning for that. And then what happened is electric bikes came along. And so then we've got even more. And I'm happy that everyone can ride an electric bike that couldn't get out on the trails before, but we doubled to tripled the amount of people that are out on the trails right now. And yet we have the same amount of trails. And so it's great that we have this, but we've got to kind of like look at what we have
and at least have a long-term vision for what we're going to do in Salt Lake. And since we have to deal with the Forest Service, and every time you deal with them, it's a pain, we have to kind of get a long-range vision and try to see what we can get done with those people.
Great.
Is that
so,
part of
your
committee?
So I'm thinking that
yep.
if you guys, if everybody doesn't want to be involved with this because you've got lots of other things going on, we can keep our own little committee going, and anybody wants to be involved with the committee, we ought to put them on it.
We've got kind of the beginnings of a subcommittee here.
Right.
We'd love to have you guys on the, like,
that's
what,
that's kind of what the thought was before.
That's what the thought was, is that
Dan and I was kind of on the subcommittee, and it looks like you'd be a good person to be on the subcommittee.
Yeah, I know.
And anybody else?
Camille has also expressed interest.
Okay.
Let's see who else responded here to the email I sent out.
What was your name?
I think Ted wanted to be on there.
Ted definitely wanted to.
The other lady that was here.
So you need
Kathy
and or
it's Kathy.
Stan.
Kathy wants to be on that committee too.
Oh, that's right.
There has to be
a contact information
connection between this committee and the city council to get anything done. So
yeah.
You're going to want Stan or Ted.
Ted is on there. Yeah. Well, and you're on there too.
Well, I am right now, but if Ted wants to be on there, I might.
Well, Ted's
and
just
then Jeff as well, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's going to involve a lot of biking, I'm probably going to be out. So.
It's not necessarily just biking.
You can hike it.
I'll come bike it with you. I don't have any pain on this matter, so I was like, I don't know. Well, that was hard.
Okay. Well, let's, are we good? We can move on?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, let's just go to seven for, let's just do quick updates on the North Salt Lake Reads Review. Chris, do you want to do anything on that?
Very quickly, because I know Tammy, we need to talk about the Halloween party, but I thought it was a great night. Of course, you always wish more people were there, but I think we had a great setup. I think our author was awesome. She was very happy about it, the people that were there. Unless you have any other comments as far as, am I missing something about the night? I think it was.
We're just sending out.
Good.
Thank you to Linda, really making it nice for us to send out the certificates. So we're doing
all good for the
writing
and all the essays were great.
Yeah.
How many we had?
Probably, I don't know, six or seven from the adults, maybe more. And
so that ended up being a nice addition.
I thought it was interesting as I typed the addresses that over half the winners were from Back to Bountiful.
Oh, really?
So then
really?
You got to go. Again, is that something that we should be wasting our time and energy on in the city when we only had how many people? I loved the author. I thought it was great.
But half the people were.
It was.
Well, so maybe we say you have to be living in North Salt Lake or not do it at all.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, it's our seventh year. Was it the seventh or eighth?
I think eighth.
So we've been promoting it for 8 years, and it's
so
not
still,
a real. Yeah. I don't want to.
Well, I don't think it's had the same heart as it started out with. It's had a different heart, had a transplant, so I'm not sure what it's trying to be. You know, is it trying to be an activity for young children? We had the room packed with young kids and the council room, too. What's that committee room called at the big table?
Mm-hmm.
That one, too. I mean, it just depends on what we're bringing into it.
Oh, yeah, and 2 years ago we had it over Orchard Elementary and had.
Well, that's because you
had 50, because we had
Michael Vay.
Yeah, well, we had Brandon.
Brandon Mall.
Brandon Mall, sorry.
Yeah.
Michael Vay's a character.
Yeah, that was packed.
It was packed.
So,
yeah.
We had different
levels,
and I think maybe we just.
Well, and I did think about, she said she likes to do events, and I thought if we offered her the opportunity to be at the farmer's market, and then people got to know who she was, and because her books are super cute. I mean, they're, and maybe if she was a little bit more well-known.
Mm-hmm.
But about the essay, I do think that maybe that's something that we don't have to do, because we spend a lot of money on the prizes, and that could be something you could use something different.
May I say something about the prizes? I think we're under $300 for the prizes. And how much do we spend on candy for Halloween? I don't think it was exorbitant for prizes.
Well, it's not the prizes. It's that we're giving them to Bountiful people versus North Salt Lake people. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think all of our candy people are North Salt Lake people either.
Oh, well, that's fine then. I'm just saying if there's not very many people participating.
Yeah. You have to look at you guys are resources. Yeah. You guys are volunteers, and as a city, we love our volunteers. We don't want to get you burned out on doing something that may not be worth your time.
Right.
You know, it's not about the money even, because no, that didn't cost very much overall. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it did take a lot of time. You guys put together a beautiful event. It was awesome.
But we will
I think that you just have to look at it like
we didn't use peach jar or whatever that's called. We didn't involve the schools.
But we did. We have for most of the years.
But we will be able to at our planning event to really kind of decide.
Yeah, right? I think that's good, because I think it's a good event, and it does meet the title of our committee. Yeah. You know, it gets into that. So
I'm just cognizant, because I know we're at the hour into our meeting, and you have lots to do with the house.
Yeah. We could bring it up. It does talk about our committee expanding our cultural arts and visual literary arts and performing arts, so it definitely hits our mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think as long as people want to participate or providing value to them, sure, it takes a little bit of time once a year,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing something. We're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Salt Lake, right. Like they have a writing contest. People are going to cycle in and they're cycle out. My kids didn't want to ride on it because, like, Concrete Monsters, I don't know.
They have written stuff.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about what they want to write.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we're providing value to our citizens, I think it's a good thing. And we don't have to write them.
That's
right.
Yeah.
It takes 5 minutes to do that. So.
And the pictures, I forget where the pictures, they had to be in North Salt Lake City residents for the pictures. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in North Salt Lake. Can we go?
Yeah, and North Salt Lake.
The pictures were awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome. Well, you got a lot of pictures from adults, and then a good
56
adults,
and 25
youth.
No, I think we had
I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there.
Yeah.
So in our planning meeting, we figure out what we've done well and what we can improve on. And,
And then we're gonna. So if that's the case, we need to address that before we start planning them. You know, how does the city really feel in that? And so we'll have to make sure we meet that too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I think it's great to maybe. We don't want to do lots of little things that don't support the residents. Rather than, I mean, I think it's good. I think the idea is like utilize you guys to put together events that, you know, are very well attended and serve more of the residents.
So I'm just going to throw this out. People have said to me, oh my gosh, that was so fun. And I know it was our 75th anniversary. Why don't we do that every year? Have a tree lighting and donuts and hot chocolate every year, you know? And so that's what we'll be able to think about moving forward, right?
Yeah.
I think we should.
That was really
fun. Speaking of, are we going to do that this year? It was fun.
So,
Dallas, do you want to say anything about your photo contest?
I thought it went pretty well. I'm pleased that there were more people than previous years. I think it keeps expanding. Linda did a really good job getting the word out.
Yeah, social media on the events have been great.
And so I think if that continues, we'll cut it down to one image.
Mm-hmm. You can only submit one. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Because some of them were. Here's a picture of the cherry tree, and here's a different angle of the cherry tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Up your chances.
And then too, it would be nice, and we've talked about it as volunteers. We probably drive Linda nuts because we're constantly bugging her. So then one time they said Carmen. Well. I know I talked to her about a couple of things. Just the main contact. If you're not our contact, who should be our contact
for different things? I think in the bylaws, Carmen's supposed to be here. I got added later because I deal with the advertising and, you know, public relations, marketing kind of stuff. So I think
Carmen, you're our woman.
Okay.
But I was gonna say you can contact either of us and we can probably work together. I don't want you to feel like everything's dumped on you, but
well, at least for next year, forward, we'll know, right?
Yeah. So can I send the invoice for the balloons to you? A reimbursement for Tricia.
Yes,
she sent it to me.
Yes, you can.
To Dallas. Dallas is our treasurer.
Okay.
Dallas is our treasurer.
Oh.
To give him our stuff.
Oh, to give it to him to turn in?
Yeah.
That's right.
Once you've got all that done, reimbursement go to Alicia.
Then I'll just forward it to him.
She sent this to you. You sent this to me.
Well, the one that I sent you was the 200 to Melanie. And then we kept talking about Dallas. So I gave her the hand one, and then mine, and then this is mine that I spent for the balloons.
Oh, okay. So I thought that's
safe. Okay. Yeah. So then for the Halloween, I think the only one that can't be there, Kyle, did you say you could be there? Kyle, let's look at you. Kyle, can you not be there? Or someone said they couldn't.
I can't be there.
You, Dallas, okay. So if you can be there at Hatch Park by 8:30, and then
what day is
it? It's Saturday. So Saturday the 29th, and this week. It's Halloween, so it's this month, Kyle.
Yeah,
that's okay. So
my daughter planned a party.
The youth council will have five youth there.
8:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah. You can be there?
I think I can be there. Nice. 8:30 in the morning, I can be there.
Ride your bike up.
Parties at night.
Sorry, you said the YCC is involved?
Yeah, is that what they're called? Yeah. They five of them and two adults will be there to help us too. So I, to be honest, have never been there other than what we've done in the past couple of years where we did the drive in the car, which was awesome, but we're doing it different this time. And I met Tricia down there yesterday and looked at the track or the whatever it is. So do you have a picture or anything of what you're doing with your tombstones?
I don't.
How many do you have?
I have five, so I thought we could do three for the one quarter, half, three quarters, and then have two at the start and finish.
Okay. So this is what they'll get. They can start, they'll start out with, they can get a bag at the first. Because someone said that in times past, they've walked the track and they gave them something and then they picked up something at the end. But that trail is kind of big. And lots of those kids are little. So if they walk around and if everybody, if you can, bring like maybe just a table or something to stand there. We'll have stations, and each tombstone will be a station that they'll pick something up at. And so the first, when they first start, they'll get a little bag. And if you don't like this, our meetings went too long every time. We could never discuss it. So this is what's happening. They'll get a little bag, and then each one they'll get, there'll be like a little activity book. They're gonna get lots of candy because that's what Halloween's about. But a fruit snack. These are the wristbands that I sent you guys about.
And they glow
so
the
they'll
dark,
glow in the dark. Pass them around. They're kind of fun.
The lights. Check it out.
Well, they've been in a bag. I don't know if they're gonna glow in the dark. These are those little pop-up things. They'll get one of those, and then candy at the other stations. And then there will be a balloon, which we downscaled it quite a bit because it was quite costly. But there will be a balloon balloon place for a photo opportunity and a DJ there, which I'm going to ask him if every 15 minutes he'll do kind of like the Hokey Pokey or something that they can. What are you doing?
He's doing the Hokey Pokey.
Oh, are you gonna come, David? Will you be there?
Can you help?
No, I don't need help. But I was gonna say I will get you some wristbands for your kids because I think or like some. Oh, because I think you should. I'll get you some bags for your kids, though, because I think you deserve them. Because you come to every meeting. Your kids deserve these things. Anyway, so I think it would be fun to have, sorry, someone's calling me, and it's one of my kids. They can't answer right now. Like little group dances like we did at the Kite Festival that was fun. And then I got donuts at that they can go home with a donut. So, is 300 donuts too many? That's probably enough, right? Or is that too many?
Well, all the city, I'm sure, enjoyed all the leftover donuts, so.
Well, that's more than we got for the other, but we get a lot more people at one.
I mean,
so I think three, and if we had any extra.
We haven't gotten the word out as much. I know in years past we had some, like street signs and posters in
we did for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've got a lot of pictures from years past. We had a storyteller lady.
Oh, the big things, yeah.
But you're going to get a lot more than the others, so
okay.
Probably 300.
Okay.
Where did you end up getting those from?
I got them at JJ's.
Oh, you got them at JJ's?
I did. Yeah, I just really feel we should support them.
100% agree.
That. He gave me a pretty good price, and there will be half glazed and half sugar. That's all I didn't
do.
Like
so
it.
They'll all be the same. So
yes.
Don't have to
yes. I'm all about that. No, and I'll have gloves, and we'll just give them it, and they'll go on their way.
Yeah, that's better. Again.
So, all in favor.
All in favor. I think that's really
I hope that that's okay, but I think they'll have fun, and honestly it's all about the treats and just having a good time, and it should be fine.
Maybe there's other ways to do Halloween. Should we put pencils in there? I was just joking.
I did do pencils last time, the time we did it before.
Toothbrushes.
I can do that too.
Kids love that. So
I know.
I've talked a few places for become pumpkins. A favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked about getting, because I think we'd mentioned having about 100 pumpkins. And the one supplier I talked to said that they come in basically, if you go to the grocery store with their pumpkins, they've got the
big
wooden
boxes,
box.
Uh-huh.
And that's basically what you can buy.
Oh, right.
So we won't know the exact number. I was wondering, do we, logistically, have we done this in the past, or does anyone know how we've done it, where have we used a city vehicle to go pick them up, or do we have them delivered by the pumpkin provider?
I have no idea.
One of the places I talked to said he would deliver it, he would charge a little more for that, but then I'm wondering, if we get it delivered, do we say, deliver it at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and then we just hustle and move pumpkins?
I don't know.
That's what we've done, is just made the pumpkins. I don't know if we've ever had 100.
Are you having the pumpkins at one of the stops? Is that what you're thinking?
I don't even know. I forgot about the pumpkins. Are they just going to go home with one?
That's what I was thinking. If we have pumpkins as kind of decorations along the route, and then people can take them if they go. But if we don't need it, it's a potentially costly thing.
Oh yeah, we don't need. I don't think we need it unless anybody else does. I mean, it's.
We probably could use 20.
My family hasn't got a pumpkin yet, so if you guys put one out there, we might pick it.
Well, we take it, then you can take one home as your gift.
I'm totally kidding.
I guess the question is, are you doing it as an organized run? I know they've done winners of the 1K or the fun run.
Mm-mm.
Or something.
No, they're just going to walk around and pick up stuff, kind of like a trick-or-treat type thing.
Would there be prizes for costumes if we're still asking them to wear costumes?
Okay, so I thought about that, and I was at the 4th of July thing a year ago, and they decorated their bikes, and they asked me to do the judging. I hated that.
Yeah.
That's super hard, because, you look at those little kids that worked really hard on their bikes, and you have to say, oh, you win and you don't. I don't want to ever do that again.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. I don't want to tell people that because some kids will come so decked out and they think they have the best costume ever. And I think if people came in costume, we could give them maybe a Fizz card, which we did last time. Remember people that were decorated, we gave them. Not everybody comes in costume though. They do, for sure they do, but not everybody does. There was a lot of people that just showed up and came.
In the drive-thru, they wouldn't.
There was a lot. No, there was a lot that came in costume. I think you get both. Some people will just come just to come.
So if I do get pumpkins, and if I don't get 100, if I just get a bunch.
Yeah, maybe 20.
What kind of a budget are we talking about then?
Well, I guess if you're getting 20, decide.
They haven't told us
where those are going to go. Yeah, are you giving them, what's the purpose of the 20? What are they going to be used for?
Are they all going to be right there at the front?
We could put a bunch by the stations so that the people who are handing out the prizes or whatever, I'll wear a costume. And I assume other people might wear a costume or wear something that like
two hand trips
shows that you're around. But yeah, but I'm thinking we could you know, put pumpkins around the stations to make it so make the stations more obvious as well. But
yeah, that's a good idea. And then the concrete, right as you come in, there's like the pavilion, and then there's kind of a concrete thing right there.
Except the helium's really expensive right now.
We had pumpkins.
More expensive than pumpkins?
They came in.
I don't know. I haven't priced the pumpkins.
I got 18 balloons for the North Salt Lake Reeds, and it cost $37 for 18.
Yeah, the balloons are like $225 a piece.
We still are using them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
oh, are
you? They work.
So wherever you got them, that
Lee's,
was amazing.
I got them at Lee's.
Okay, so my birthday was the next day, yeah. And Brian took some home.
Yeah.
Then the following week was the photo night, and I just thought we need a few more decorations. I thought these. I was at home.
They were still that.
I still had. I cut
They're
one off. So a week later, I took the balloons back to City Hall.
And we cut one off.
And then it was Mackenzie's birthday, and there are two still in her room. So.
Wow, weeks. That high float's really great.
Yeah, did you have them put
the high float? No, I didn't ask for that.
They do. They put it in anyway. At least
anyway,
they always do.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So,
it's
good. So we got our money's worth out of those.
And is that why we do sort of that?
It's a
balloons versus helium because it's less expensive. Air versus helium.
They just have always done that for a photo opportunity.
Yeah, it doesn't say any extra on here.
And on the, I did get some things that they can hold when they take pictures too that say different funny things and stuff. So on
that's
sticks.
Fun, yeah.
So it'll
be
that.
It'll be fun to get some balloons too. Right,
but do anybody, that's really good English. I have like a couple of lifetime tables. Does anybody have anything like that they could bring?
I have card tables.
We just bring a card table just so we can put those things on.
The recreation has how many tables right there at Hatch Park?
Oh, do they?
Probably, I don't know. Have you been in the building lately?
They were cleaning it out today. I didn't notice. I'm sure there are some, but I'm not.
Is it? It's not open though, right? The
restrooms?
No, but to get in to get the tables down there.
We can make it.
Would you on Saturday morning?
What time?
I'll be there a little after, like 8:15 ish, 8:30 by 8:30. By 8:30, okay.
So Brett is gonna come in. We'll open up the restrooms.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do we want some balloons? Or not?
I'm trying to track tables too, so.
You know what? Is somebody willing to go get them?
I guess we have the balloon. Thing,
mm-hmm.
Right? So that
but I'm thinking if we have the tombstones, we can put the balloons at each station that they pick up something. Yeah, like three balloons at each one.
I can check them tomorrow.
I can go Friday night and take everything off.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how many.
There's going to be, I'll count how many stations we have for sure, and then I'll tell you how many. And maybe do like an orange, I would do maybe do an orange, black, and white together, three, and we'll do three at each station. Okay. Okay, is that good with that? That's good with everything. Okay.
I like those little bags.
They're cute, huh? Yeah, it all turned out good, I think.
And then you hand the donuts out as they leave, or when they're there.
No, as they leave, I think.
Is Trish doing a photo wall then for pictures?
Yeah, so I met her yesterday, and she showed me. We kind of mapped out where we would be, and as you walk down, when you first get there, well, wherever you park, I guess, but just walking down that walkway.
In front of the building.
Yes, right in the corner there is where she'll be.
I bet she did the one 3 years.
She said
ago.
She did, and she said that was a really good spot. So I said, and it's not really in the way of if they walk up. So we'll do that, and then we'll just kind of have everything right there. And then the DJ, I guess, can be. And there's power. The power's, is it on? Power down there?
As far as where?
Where the building is.
The hatch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's on all the time.
Yeah, always.
Okay. It's hard to do the budget or anything with Ted not here because I think he was going to plan on that, so we can do that next time. And especially the event dates, we'll do that the next time as well. Because
so do we have anything for the rest? We don't have anything till the end of the year that we need to plan on.
Well. Well, I was going to, are we going to do anything, I am serious, actually. Are we going to do anything for December? Are we going to do another Hallmark event?
No.
Okay. I
mean, nothing's planned.
Okay, because that was, I know, for the 75th, but I didn't know if that was going to become an annual event.
Yeah, well, I think
if
we
should take
that to the council because,
oh,
you know.
Can you take it to the council?
We invested in more lights and we talked about, like.
That was a really fun thing.
It really was fun and it brought the community out.
They loved it.
It was the first city event my family ever attended.
And they loved it, right?
Yeah.
Fire things. And, I mean, that's really all you need.
I won't say only, but it might have been the only one that was taken.
It's okay. Until I was on this committee, I never went to
anyway. I'd love to do that event.
Well, and I would help too because I think it was a really fun thing.
We did have complaints about the fireworks.
Well, we would. I guess we don't have to do fireworks, but it sure was fun.
I know fireworks are expensive.
I don't know where they're from.
I thought we should take $10,000 out of the July 3rd fireworks and put them to the December fireworks.
Oh, I second that. That's a good motion. Nobody would know the difference.
Yeah, true. Or we could just send somebody up to Wyoming to pick up a couple little
clouds. There you go. Well, it would be really fun to have like a sing along type thing with the city.
I just recommend that as when we're planning the events. That we get everything down in dates, and then we plan months ahead so that, you know, if we want to do more than just having the author come at NSL Reads, we have a subcommittee that's working on the events for the kids or whatever you want so that, you know, it's just planned further ahead.
And we don't have to necessarily always use this meeting to talk about all the logistics. If you have a subcommittee, you can meet separately.
Absolutely.
To come and report to this meeting, right?
So we don't have to talk about this long. I threw this together real quick. This is next year's calendar. I threw possible meeting dates for these meetings, and then I threw in what would just be the same date as next year. I know we're already talking about not doing the October event so close, but I put rough dates because Linda and I try and get stuff down.
That'd be awesome.
So you guys can look at this and this don't take this as like this is what I'm saying that this is just
tentative.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Dictator.
But that way then we know like okay, this is when we're doing NSO Read, so you can start now finding authors. Like we know it's gonna be, you know, X, Y, Z.
We know
so I have I mean if we can kind of
stand, right? Our next meeting is planning.
Yes.
Is that our next meeting planning maybe?
Do you want November?
Yes.
November's gonna run in Thanksgiving. What's your next date?
No, it will be after Thanksgiving because the next one's the 28th. Or not? That's I mean not the 28th. This is 2023. Hold on, I wrote it down and I didn't.
So the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
It would be the 29th. November 29th.
But the planning meeting's usually like a several hour meeting. Right.
Well, we just plan on that one being a longer meeting because we wouldn't have to go over like this, the events and all that. And we wouldn't have to do most of the stuff we did today. We should be okay.
Oh, thanks, David.
Okay.
Thank
you, David. Write down November 29th then.
November 29th.
And we don't usually have one in December. Okay. Anybody have anything else? Anyone?
I had some ideas.
Four?
Which aren't on our schedule. But, two ideas. I thought it would be fun to have a creativity panel. Invite some creative people in their fields, different people. I know several in different fields. But just come and discuss about how people can be creative. Developing their own creativity, just an evening where they just come and talk. Nothing formal, see who shows up. I thought it'd be very interesting.
Is this an event or a subcommittee?
An event. you know, just get an actor, get a photographer, a writer, everybody in one room to say.
You mean George Clooney can come?
If you know him.
I'll call him right up.
Man. We'll have it at his home in whatever
in Italy.
Time. And then secondly, to have a storytelling night. To invite people of the community to come and share their stories.
That would be fun. Like, finding that atrium around.
Yeah. Oh, we need to use
and
that.
Have a theater and have it dark, kind of polish and
have fires on the sides.
Oh, like scary stories.
Okay.
We already have two.
Put that on
two
your
people.
On your notes for next month.
I told my wife. I said, if I'm suggesting this, we're going to tell a story.
She could storytell.
And then, no, I don't know.
We should combine that with the NSL
Reads. I
thought that too. You know, so that we're not adding too many more events, and then that may give a more of a draw also, because you might then attract.
Well, you can invite authors that can come in.
We have Ryan because I contacted Ryan Mumford.
And have it.
Well, the photo was just kind of like nothing but the contest. Wanted to have something.
Okay, I'm putting that on for the events ideas.
But again, I wish more people were there because he did a great job.
Yeah. And he understood because he went to an event and was about the same. So.
I like that.
Okay, good ideas.
So
all right, then.
Tell their cute stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. I'm going to say one last thing, plug to the next 4 days to promote the Halloween event on your social media. If you would, Linda put something up today, so share that on your things.
There's a Facebook event, so go to the page, find the event, and then just share the event. So when you hit share, then it'll ask you, you know, where you want to share it. You share it to your page, and then everyone can do as much promo as you can.
Do you also post it on like the North Salt Lake pages too?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, so the...
They're on... I share everything to the Foxborough page.
Okay.
The North Salt Lake community page and the Eaglewood neighborhood.
Okay, because I just wondered, because if not, I was going to go do that tonight, but if you've done that, I won't do it.
But I've done it multiple times in the past couple weeks, so
okay.
That's why I always feel nervous when you guys haven't even seen them, so...
Yeah, I've seen it. So
doesn't mean we're not.
Yeah,
we're on social media is the problem.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why it's like to advertise. We have to hit a few other venues or a few other mediums, I guess.
Okay, Carmen, thank you as always for being here.
Thank you.
Being our good supporter.
And speaking of Carmen, Matt, what is the proper way to get something on the agenda? Should we check with you first?
No, I think if you just send it to Carmen.
Go straight to Carmen.
Yeah. Or is it you, and then
yeah,
you get it to Wendy,
it to
right?
Wendy.
Yep.
Yeah,
get it to Carmen, and then she'll get it to Wendy.
Okay.
And then, so I motion to adjourn our meeting.
Nobody wants it to answer, we're not invited.
Well, I'll second my own motion.
You don't need a second on an adjournment.
You don't? Oh, thank you, Stan. Thank you very much. Okay.